An advanced AI chip can generate as much heat as a stovetop burner, but in a space the size of a postage stamp. Preventing these chips from melting is now one of the biggest challenges in technology. But what if the solution wasn't a bigger fan, but a revolutionary new material engineered with ice? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, the weekly strategic briefing for professionals in U.S. and European manufacturing, trading, and technology. I'm your host, Susie.
And I'm Troy, your analyst.
This week, we're diving deep into the hidden world of advanced materials, the unsung heroes making the AI revolution possible. We're talking about the adhesives, composites, and thermal materials that prevent our most advanced electronics from overheating or simply falling apart.
We'll be covering a groundbreaking composite that could solve AI's heat problem, a new dual-cure adhesive streamlining circuit board production, a recyclable glue for the famously ungluable material Teflon, and finally, how AI itself is being used to perfect manufacturing lines.
Let's get started. Troy, you've said for months that the biggest bottleneck for the next generation of AI isn't software, it's physics. Specifically, it's heat. What's the big development on that front this week?
The big development comes from a study in ACS Nano. Researchers have created a boron nitride polymer composite with what they call isotropically ultra-high thermal conductivity. This is a potential game changer for thermal interface materials, or TIMs.
Okay, isotropically ultra-high thermal conductivity is a mouthful. What does that mean for an engineer trying to stop a server from overheating?
It means the material is incredibly good at pulling heat away from a chip, and it does so equally well in all directions, up, down, and sideways. Most materials are anisotropic, meaning they move heat better in one direction. This new material was created using a dendritic ice template, which essentially freezes water to create a perfectly structured 3D scaffold to align the boron nitride nanosheets. The result is a highly efficient heat transfer network.
So for U.S. and European manufacturers of electronics and AI hardware, what's the direct impact?
It's a massive competitive opportunity. It means they can design more powerful, more compact chips without performance throttling due to heat. Companies that can effectively integrate these new TIMs will be able to build servers and AI accelerators that outperform rivals who are still struggling with conventional cooling solutions.
And for trading companies and distributors in the electronics component space?
Their immediate task is to identify the companies that will commercialize this technology. Sourcing these advanced composites will be a high-value niche. Early partnerships with the manufacturers of these new TIMs will be critical to secure supply for their clients in the U.S. and Europe.
So, what's the actionable insight for an executive listening now?
Your product development and R&D teams should be qualifying these new isotropic TIMs immediately. Your supply chain managers need to map the emerging supplier landscape. This isn't a future trend to watch. Managing heat is a current competitive battleground, and this is the new weapon.
Okay, so we've cooled the main AI processor, but these modern devices are incredibly complex, with tiny components packed onto circuit boards. How do you keep those secure, especially during manufacturing?
That's the perfect segue to our next story. Dimax just launched its 9310 adhesive, a dual-cure solution designed for reinforcing fine-pitch, leadless components on printed circuit boards. It's a streamlined alternative to traditional underfill materials.
Why is an underfill alternative a big deal for electronics assembly?
It's about speed and reliability. The 9310 has a primary cure that uses UV or visible light and takes just seconds. This dramatically speeds up production throughput. But some areas under a chip are in shadow, so it has a secondary heat cure to ensure the entire bond is solid. This is essential for high-reliability AI hardware that experiences intense thermal cycling.
So, for a contract manufacturer in the U.S. or an electronics plant in Germany, what does this mean?
It means higher throughput and lower defect rates. This technology allows them to handle more complex and densely populated board designs for AI accelerators and automotive electronics without sacrificing quality or speed. It's a direct and immediate boost to manufacturing efficiency and profitability.
What should distributors know about this?
This is a high-value, high-margin consumable. Distributors specializing in electronics manufacturing supplies should be positioning themselves to carry products like the Dimax 9310. The value add is in the technical sales support, helping customers integrate it into their automated assembly lines.
And the actionable insight for a VP of operations?
Your manufacturing engineers need to be running trials on dual-cure adhesives for your PCB assembly lines. The potential return on investment, measured in reduced cycle times and improved yields for your most valuable products, is significant. Ask them to model the impact on throughput if cure times were cut by 90%.
Troy, let's switch gears from electronics to a more fundamental material science problem. There's one material famous for being nonstick, which also means you can't glue it, Teflon. Has that finally changed?
It has. In a major breakthrough, researchers at the University of Tokyo have developed an adhesive called cyclic FP-FMOC. It forms a strong, flexible bond with untreated Teflon, and even more importantly, it's completely reversible.
How does it work, and what does reversible mean in this context?
Instead of a permanent chemical reaction, it uses a network of non-covalent interactions, things like van der Waals forces, to create the bond. The reversible part is the most significant innovation. The adhesive completely dissolves when immersed in ethanol. This allows for the complete recovery and recycling of both the Teflon substrate and the adhesive itself.
That sounds like a massive deal for sustainability. What are the global implications?
It enables a true circular economy for fluoropolymers, which are used in everything from chemical reactor linings to medical implants. Right now, most of these expensive, difficult-to-produce products are simply disposed of at the end of their life. This changes that entire equation.
So what should U.S. and European manufacturers in those sectors be thinking?
This opens up entirely new design possibilities. Medical device makers, chemical processing equipment manufacturers, and even aerospace companies can now design complex, multi-material components using Teflon that can be easily disassembled for repair, refurbishment, or recycling. It's a fundamental shift from a design-for-disposal mindset.
And for trading companies and chemical distributors?
This is a ground-floor opportunity. They need to be tracking the commercialization path of cyclic FP-FMOC. This isn't just a new product, it's an entirely new category of sustainable, high-performance adhesives. Being the first to market as a distributor could be a major coup.
The actionable insight for an executive, then?
Task your design and sustainability teams to reevaluate product roadmaps where Teflon or other fluoropolymers are used. This technology could fundamentally alter the life cycle cost, serviceability, and environmental footprint of your products, creating a new competitive advantage.
We started this discussion with materials that enable AI. To bring things full circle, our last story is about AI enabling the better use of materials. Tell us what iFactory is doing in automotive manufacturing.
iFactory has deployed an AI-powered vision system for real-time monitoring of adhesive and sealer application on the assembly line. The system precisely inspects the width, height, position, and continuity of the uncured adhesive bead as the robot applies it.
Why is that a big step up from traditional quality control?
Because of precision, speed, and consistency. A human inspector can't verify millimeter-level accuracy on a moving line 24/7 without error. The AI system can. It catches defects from a clogged nozzle or incorrect robot path instantly. This is critical because these structural adhesives are essential for vehicle crash performance, body stiffness, and preventing noise and vibration.
How does this specifically impact U.S. and European automakers?
This is a direct tool for competitive differentiation. It translates to higher structural quality, fewer downstream defects, lower warranty claims, and ultimately, safer vehicles. For EV manufacturers, where adhesives are used for the structural integrity and protection of the battery pack, this level of automated quality control is becoming non-negotiable.
What's the opportunity for distributors and systems integrators here?
The product here isn't the adhesive, it's the quality assurance system. Distributors of factory automation, machine vision, and industrial IoT solutions should be looking to partner with companies like iFactory. They are selling a quantifiable improvement in quality and efficiency.
So, the final actionable insight for a chief operating officer.
Executives in any high-volume manufacturing that relies on fluid dispensing, not just automotive, should be launching pilot projects for AI-based vision inspection. Quantify your current scrap and rework costs from application errors. The business case for this technology is often incredibly compelling.
All right, Troy. A lot of ground covered on material science and manufacturing this week. Let's boil it all down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, thermal management is the new frontier in electronics. The performance of next-generation AI is now directly limited by our ability to remove heat. Advanced materials like the new boron nitride composites are no longer a niche R&D concern. They are a strategic necessity for any company in the high-performance computing space.
Second?
Process innovation drives profitability. Advanced materials like Dimax's dual-cure adhesives are only valuable if you can integrate them effectively. Adopting these new solutions translates directly to higher throughput and better reliability on the factory floor, which is a clear and measurable competitive advantage.
And the third takeaway?
Sustainability is creating entirely new markets. The recyclable Teflon adhesive from the University of Tokyo proves that green technology isn't just about compliance. It's about creating entirely new business models built on repair, reuse, and disassembly. Companies that view sustainability as only a cost center will be left behind.
And what are the recommended actions based on that?
I'd recommend three things. First, audit your thermal management supply chain now, before it becomes a crisis. Second, pilot a new process-enhancing material on at least one of your manufacturing lines this quarter. And third, task your R&D teams to model how reversible bonding could fundamentally change your product lifecycle and service revenue.
Excellent insights, Troy. Thank you. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing.
My pleasure.
We want to thank you for tuning in to Troy Technical Intelligence. We provide the analysis you need to stay ahead in a rapidly changing global market. For more strategic intelligence, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. We'll be back next week with another briefing.